At first thought, the idea of a curling tournament for people with visual impairments seems a little difficult to pull off, but these athletes have not only found a way to play the game, but excel at it. For 17 years, the Canadian Vision Impaired Curling Championship has been giving those with visual impairments a chance to play competitive curling, and for the first time, it's being held in Nova Scotia. The Sydney Curling Club hosted 8 teams of visually impaired players from across Canada. Louise Gillis is a member of Team Nova Scotia. She's legally blind with no vision in her left eye and only a small amount of vision in her right. She shared why she loves curling.
It means a lot because it shows that just because we have sight loss doesn't mean that we can't be doing sports and doing things, whatever we want to do. And when you get out on the ice, you don't even think of that. You're just there and you're, you know, thinking of the next shot and trying to make the best shot of what you've had.
Gillis has been playing since she learned about visually impaired people curling in Western Canada and gathered a group of friends to form a team.
And I said, well, that's something we can do here because we need to get out and get active. You know, this is a good sport in the wintertime. It's safe and all that. There's a lot of skepticism, blind people going out on the ice. But he said, well, others blind people do it, so why can't we? And we're going to try it.
Each team is made up of people with various visual impairments, including an individual who is fully blind, along with an extra team member who guides the other players and sweeps in place of the fully blind member. The guide uses many tactics to help guide the player, including using sound by tapping their brush on the ice, making sure the player is properly lined up for their shot, and through the use of specialized brushes with a light inserted near the base. Tournament coordinator Corey Stuvey described what makes the tournament special.
It's super. I mean, it stresses their abilities rather than focuses on their disabilities, and that's important. You know, they're out there, they're competing. The hospitality and the camaraderie and the networking and all the rest of it. It's an opportunity for everybody to learn from each other and share their skills and expertise in the game. So
Stuvey says this year is the first time the tournament has been held outside of Ottawa and praised the hospitality of the Sydney Curling Club. It was an exciting week of gameplay, with Team Nova Scotia battling their way to the final match, but ultimately falling to British Columbia. Team Nova Scotia has previously won a gold, silver, and 2 bronze medals in the tournament. Louise Gillis will keep on curling and encourages anyone with a visual impairment to get involved and not let it hold them back.
If there are any vision impaired, legally blind, totally blind persons out there who are interested in getting out and being active, and curling is one of the good sports and least expensive generally too than most, so it's a good sport to get into. So please come out and come see us play a game, and then we'll show you how, teach you how to play.
For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.